This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Lazcluze, active ingredient, S. lazertinib. This CMI provides important information about taking Lazcluze. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Lazcluze. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Lazcluze? Lazcluze contains the active ingredient lazertinib. It belongs to a group of medicines called protein kinase inhibitors, specifically called tyrosine kinase inhibitors. Lazcluze is taken with one other cancer medicine, amivantamab, to treat adults with a type of lung cancer called non-small cell lung cancer. Lazcluze can be prescribed for you as the first medicine you receive for your lung cancer. It is used when the cancer has spread to other parts of your body and has gone through certain cancer changes in a gene called EGFR, epidermal growth factor receptor. Lazcluze works by blocking EGFR and may help to slow or stop your lung cancer from growing. It may also help to reduce the size of the tumor. A separate CMI is available for amivantamab. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist to tell you about it. Read the amivantamab CMI in conjunction with this Lazcluze CMI. What should I know before I take Lazcluze? Warnings. Do not take Lazcluze if you are allergic to lazertinib or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Check with your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you have suffered from inflammation of your lungs, a condition called interstitial lung disease, or pneumonitis. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition? If any of the above apply to you, or you are not sure, talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse before you take Lazcluze. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Like most medicines used to treat cancer, Lazcluze is not recommended for use during pregnancy. If a pregnant person takes Lazcluze, it could harm the unborn baby. Tell your doctor, before you are given this medicine, if you are pregnant, think you might be pregnant, or are planning to have a baby. If you become pregnant during treatment, tell your doctor straight away. You and your doctor will decide whether you should continue taking Lazcluze. If you or your partner could become pregnant, you must use contraception during treatment and for 3 weeks after completing treatment. Male patients must not donate sperm during treatment with Lazcluze and for 3 weeks after completing treatment. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not breastfeed while taking this medicine. This is because it is not known if there is a risk to your baby. Children and adolescents below 18 years of age. Do not give Lazcluze to children or young people below 18 years of age. This is because it is not known how the medicine will affect them. What if I'm using other medicines? Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. The following medicines may reduce how well Lazcluze works: carbamazepine, or phenytoin, antiepileptic used to treat seizures, or fits; rifampicin, used to treat tuberculosis; St. John's wort, a herbal product used to treat mild depression and anxiety. Lazcluze may affect how well the following medicines work, or increase side effects of these medicines: midazolam, used to treat acute seizures, or as a sedative before or during surgery or medical procedures; sirolimus, or tacrolimus, used to suppress the immune system; rosuvastatin, used to lower elevated cholesterol levels; sulfasalazine, used to treat severe bowel and rheumatic joint inflammation. This is not a complete list of medicines. Tell your healthcare provider about all medicines that you are taking. Your doctor will talk to you about the best treatment for you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Lazcluze. How do I take Lazcluze? How much to take? The recommended dose is 240 mg each day. If necessary, your doctor may reduce your dose to 160 mg or 80 mg each day. How to take? Last clues is taken by mouth. Swallow the tablet whole with water. Do not crush, split, or chew the tablet. You can take this medicine with or without food. Do not take an additional dose if you vomit after taking last clues. Wait until your next dose is due. If you forget to take, if you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember it. However, if it is less than 12 hours until your next dose is due, skip the missed dose. Take your next normal dose at the usual time. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much, if you take more than the normal dose, you may have an increased risk of side effects that require urgent medical attention. You should immediately contact your doctor or phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking last clues? Things you should do. Call your doctor or nurse straight away while taking last clues if you get any of the following side effects. Skin problems. To reduce the risk of skin problems, keep out of the sun. Keep your head, arms and legs covered when outside. Apply sunscreen. Use moisturizer regularly on your skin. And use anti-dandruff shampoo while taking this medicine. Do this during treatment and for 2 months after completing the treatment. Sudden difficulty in breathing, cough, or fever that may suggest inflammation of the lungs and may be life-threatening. Sharp chest pain, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, leg pain, or swelling of your arms or legs that may suggest a blood clot in the veins and can be life-threatening. Your doctor may give you additional medication to help prevent blood clots during the course of your treatment. Eye problems. If you have vision problems or eye pain, contact your doctor or nurse straight away. If you use contact lenses and have any new eye symptoms, stop using contact lenses and tell your doctor straight away. You must use contraception during treatment and for 3 weeks after completing treatment. If you become pregnant during treatment, tell your doctor straight away. See Section 2, Pregnancy and Breastfeeding. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Last clues does not affect your ability to drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, which is stated on the container, blister foil, inner wallet, outer wallet, bottle, and carton after EXP. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nail problems. Sores in the mouth. Nerve damage that may cause tingling, numbness, pain, or loss of pain sensation. Feeling very tired. Constipation. Diarrhea. Decreased appetite. Nausea. Vomiting. Fever. Muscle spasms. Changes in certain blood tests. Redness, swelling, peeling, or tenderness, mainly on the hands or feet. Hand-foot syndrome. Hive. Liver toxicity. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of any inflammation in the lungs, such as sudden difficulty in breathing or shortness of breath. Cough. Fever. This could lead to permanent damage, interstitial lung disease. Signs of blood clots, such as sharp chest pain, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, leg pain, swelling of arms or legs, skin problems, such as rash, including acne, dry skin, itching, pain, redness, signs of inflamed cornea, front part of the eye, such as eye redness, eye pain, problems with vision, sensitivity to light. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What last clues contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Lasertinib, as mesylate monohydrate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Hydrophobic colloidal silica anhydrous. Microcrystalline cellulose. Mannitol. Crozcam low sodium. Magnesium stearate. 80 mg tablet film coating. Opidri QX Quick and Flexible Film Coating System 321 at 220,024 CN Yellow, PI 147,702, 240 mg tablet film coating. Opidri QX Quick and Flexible Film Coating System 321 at 200,022 CN Purple, PI 147,703. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Las Clues looks like. Las Clues 80 mg is supplied as yellow, 14 mm long, oval, film-coated tablets, debossed with LZ on one side and IT on the other side. Las Clues 80 mg is available in blister packs of 56 tablets, two cardboard wallet packs of 28 tablets each, or bottles of 60 or 90 tablets. Las Clues 240 mg is supplied as reddish purple, 20 mm long, oval, film-coated tablets, debossed with LZ on one side and 240 on the other side. Las Clues 240 mg is available in blister packs of 14 tablets, one cardboard wallet packs of 14 tablets each, blister packs of 28 tablets, two cardboard wallet packs of 14 tablets each, or bottles of 30 tablets. Not all pack sizes will be marketed. 80 mg blister packs are star 4-4-4-7-7-2. 80 mg bottles are star 4-4-4-7-7-3. 240 mg blister packs are star 4-4-4-7-7-0. 240 mg bottles are star 4-4-4-7-7-1. Who distributes Las Clues? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1-5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Australia. Telephone 1-800-222-6334. NZ Office, Auckland, New Zealand. Telephone 0800-800-806. This CMI was prepared on the 21st of October 2025.